Young Money entertainers we got coming out, Gutta Gutta, and a lot of good expectations from the show. You know, I'm excited for it.
Basically. And it's not just the show. It's also a Learn to Earn event. It's a family event. It's not just a show. You could come out, bring your kids. There's going to be all sorts of indoor events. There's going to be indoor bungee jumping. I mean, all kinds of balloon things. We're going to have workshops set up. So if you guys, anybody has any questions about any careers they're looking into, there's a job fair that's going on. Yeah. I mean, it's not just a show. It's an event for the city, for the team, for the youth.
It's crazy.
Let's get it.
It's crazy. It sounds like a lot to look forward to.
Definitely.
Just Montreal spring bling. Wow. You know what I mean? BET got this spring bling. Montreal, this is what we do, baby.
All right. So, M-City, you were telling me about you got involved with Bad News Brown helped you get involved with this show, you know, LA Bad News. And I remember earlier on, I was hearing Chanel tell me that she dropped her house mix in the same studio as Bad News Brown. I want to hear a little bit about that. Getting to be in the same studio with him. How did it feel?
Well, it felt amazing then because I didn't really know how big he was. I didn't meet him through his music. I met him actually through a friend who knew him on a personal level. And he was always kind of like, you know, he always had that kind of star attitude, like not a conceited way, and kind of like somebody humble. Who knows what's up, you know, like he was very nice, he was very kind, he was humble. I even went to Toronto with him and his crew before they were opening up for Sean Paul across Canada. So I went to Toronto for that show with them, and I was amazed at how laid back he was, how relaxed he made everybody else feel when he was the star, you know, he was the artist having to do his thing out there. I was very amazed at that, so I always really respected Bad News, you know, he was kind of like in his own thing, you know?
Rest in power, for sure.
That's right.
So I just want to get a feel, I want to know, I'm going to start with M-City Solo. Tell me, what exactly is your goal? What do you want to get out of this Teen Fest event? It's not just a show, you know what I mean? You guys are trying to do a big thing with the teens. I want to know, what's really getting you to do it?
My goal... Really, other than smashing the stage into pieces, other than that, my goal is really for the youth to leave with a message and to leave with solutions. Because throughout the tour, we've been explaining to them that they don't have to be like everyone else, but we haven't been able to actually provide them with a solution. So now Teen Fest, with this job fair, they can come out and they can check out the solutions they've been looking for. So I really want everyone to leave with more than that day, more than what they came with. With more knowledge than what they came in with.
All right.
That's pretty much it, yeah. And if these guys could get a job, that'll be good too.
And what about you, Midnight? What's your objectives of performing on that stage?
My objective of performing at Teen Fest, for the teens to come out and enjoy themselves. Make sure that they understand that music does have meaning, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people just write down music and don't really have no substance to what they're saying. You know what I mean? But if you got substance, then you really have a message. And if you can put your message into music and make people actually listen to it and come out and enjoy it, you know what I mean? Then you're just enhancing the fun for them, you know what I mean? Yeah. So they can come out and enjoy, as Solo said, they can enjoy the little games, the events that we got going on the side. But then once it's time to walk over to the stage, you know you're not going to be disappointed once you come over to the stage, you know? So it's 100% guaranteed you will enjoy yourself. Make sure you get your tickets. You can get them online. You can holler at myself on Facebook. You can holler at Solo, Chris Taylor, Chanel, LaSalle Caribbean. We got the website, montrealteamfest.com. You can go online. The schools, if you guys go to school, the teenagers can still get the tickets online for $20. You know what I'm saying? You're not necessarily going to be as close to the stars as you want to be. Unless you cop them $30, $40 tickets, but you'll get your ticket for $20 at a nice discount,
yeah, man,
you know?
Just get in the building. That's what your job is. Get in the building, and you will definitely not regret it.
That's right.
You never see this many acts in one place. Yeah. And it's not just hip-hop. You got house music, like from Chanel. You got R&B. You got hip-hop. I mean, it's everything. So come out and just enjoy yourself, pretty much. Get them tickets.
Sir. Yes, sir.
All right. So... before we wrap this up, I want to hear from Chanel one more time. Tell me, Chanel, what do you expect from Teen Fest 2011? I mean, it's expected to be a big show. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. I think Montreal needs something like that. You know, Montreal's a city full of talent, full of gems. You know, I call them like secrets of the city because we don't get out there. And, you know, I think artists need a venue like that, something where youth is involved, something big, something that can be recognized internationally. I mean, that's what we need, you know, because we're an international city, but we have not that much, you know, concrete things to show for it, to be honest. Like, that's how I feel. Talk.
That's great. That's great.
That's it.
All right. All right. All right. I want to thank you guys, you know what I mean, for giving us some words, of some good words, you know what I mean?
Thank you for having me, man.
No doubt. Thanks for having us, yo. Shout out to this movement. The youth, you guys is doing it big. Shout out for calling me. All that is big. Teen Fest, July 2nd, it's going down. I'm going to keep repeating it. I'm going to get like, Diddy, take that. Make sure you guys get them tickets. MontrealTeenFest.com. Check me out. It's going to be live.
All right. So before we get out of here and get a quick sneak peek of a soundtrack from the show, I just want to let y'all know that we have two free tickets to give away on behalf of the Teen Fest. You know what I mean? Two callers, lucky callers. Give us a call, 504-448-4013, and you'll be able to get yourself some tickets to the hot Teen
Fest.
Make
it, get some tickets.
Can y'all earn the tickets? Because the motto is learn to earn. So can they, like, earn the tickets? Can you name me at least two artists that are on the bill?
Aside from myself,
Solo, and Chanel, can y'all name me two artists that are on the bill?
All right, so that's what
we learn to earn. We can't just give them away.
Yeah, we can't give them away.
We got to learn to earn, baby.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
So that's a 1,000,000% right there.
The first two callers we get on air here to tell us two artists that we'll be featuring in the show, besides the three artists we had featured on the show here today, will earn themselves some free tickets to the show.
That's what's up.
Y'all, I'm about to go do the studio business. Thanks for hollering at me again. It's MCD Solo. I'm signing out, yo.
All right, MCD Solo. And don't forget those callers, those tickets. You want them? 514-448-4013. Once more time, 514-448-4013.
Yep.
And now we're going to get a sneak peek soundtrack from the show. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. This is Generation Z on CKUT 103.
You're nothing like me. Shawty don't like you. Homie, she like me. Cause you're nothing like me. Ain't nothing like me. Swagger on a million is why I got your right name. You're nothing like me. Swagger on a million. Trillion, gazillion. Walking by a riddle, then I tweeted them. I ain't in the following. I'm about to hit them all again and cause a problem. Things that like a robin. See, they ain't nothing like me. Got these bitches modeling. Say, this dude that be hollering. Say, you ain't nothing like me. I get my wish profiting. Hit it for the MO with the Y. Call me super duper fly like M-I-S-S-Y, Mr. Mean. You ain't nothing like me. I am hella cleaner. Black Mr. Clean. Only thing you smell is reefer. Mr. 420 taking all the cigaritas. See ya. Hold up, that was rude. Hi, nice to meet ya. What's up, how you doing? You hotter than ether. Baby, what's your name? Tell me what you drinking. Bet the neighbors know my name by the end of the evening. You nothing like me. You nothing like me. Shawty don't like you. Homie, she like me. Cause you nothing like me. Ain't nothing like me. Swagger on a million is why I got your right name. You nothing like me. You nothing like me. Shawty don't like you. Homie, she like me. Cause you nothing like me. Ain't nothing like me. Swagger on a million is why I got your right name. Who tryna lose their eye? Who tryna lose their mind? I'm so original. Your style is back in time. And now I'm so about my grind. Like Muhammad in his prime. And I still be getting paper. I don't work a 9 to 5. No lie, no turkey, no jive. I hawk and spit like 4-5. You hating and I know why. My swagger got me so fly. The hottest things is live vibe. Make sure they call me Dada. Expensive taste like Prada. Left to the bank like ha-ha. I get it, you got not die. You mad cause I'm a problem. Drop bombs like I'm Osama. So high, they name me Summer. Good luck trying to find another. No beef, but I'm busy buzzing. Got more chips than McLovin. And I don't even love her. My swagger got them bugging. So they say I'm like a druggin'. She just can't get enough of this double chocolate brother. Kush smile cologne, smoking kush by the phone. Before we hit the stage, had a kush by gone. You nothing like me. You nothing like me. Shawty don't like you. I wish you like me. Cause you nothing like me. Ain't nothing.
nothing like me. Swagger on a million is why I got your wife. You nothing like me. You nothing like me. Shorty don't like you. Homie, she like me. But she nothing like me. Ain't nothing like me. Swagger on a million is why I got your wife.
After the Montreal Carry Fiesta, experience Jamaica in a day. On Saturday, July 9th, it's the return of Jamaica Day. A free, fun-filled day with live artists, cricket matches, and games for kids. Also performing live from Jamaica, Conscience. Saturday, July 9th at the Parc Jean Drapeau. Free Metro passes available to go to Jamaica Day. Call 514-737-8229 or visit jam-montreal.com.
Fiesta is back, and the carnival fever will once again take over the streets of Montreal. The parade starts at the corner of Guy and René Lévesque. Lots of beautiful costumes will be on display. Colorful floats playing the hottest in soca, calypso, and reggae music, as well as the sweet sounds of the steel pan orchestras. This year, there will also be a free ice cream giveaway for children from TD Bank. Carol Fiesta, Saturday, July 9th. For more information, log on to the official website at www.carolfiesta.com.
Hey, yo, check this out. This is Flavor Flav, and you listening to C. Hey, yo, check 1-2. This is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy, and you listening to K. Yo, check 1-2. This is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy, and you listening to CKUT, and the place to be, and the box is POP.
Looking for great shows you can actually afford this Jazz Fest? Come to the Ghetto Shul, located at 3458 Park Avenue between Sherbrooke and Milton. Featuring Juno award-winning reggae artist Mikey Dangerous.
It's Mikey Dangerous!
And New York's Soul Farm, and some of Montreal's top musicians. Check us out at www.nightsatghettoshul.com. June 27th and 30th, July 2nd and 3rd. Live, reggae, jazz, Hasidic klezmer, and more. The Ghetto Shul is the place to be this Jazz Fest. Visit us online, www.nightsatghettoshul.com. A CKUT co-presentation.
All right, you just heard a world premiere from Midnight called Nothing Like Me. Before that, you had a Titans piece on hip-hop in Montreal. Yeah, I can't say it. Like, oh, man, I enjoyed that. I have to say, I enjoyed that. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM or www.ckut.ca online. We are Generation Z hosting Soul Perspective. Up next, you'll hear, right now, actually, you'll hear Jay Fresh on his piece on youth and technology. So, Jay Fresh.
Right now, I just have a few questions for everyone here. Like,
all right, lay them out.
What devices do you use to reach others?
All right, can I go first on this one?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
All right.
No one cares.
Me, Reno Valet. I use the common thing now known as the BB, or also known as the BlackBerry.
Crackberry. More like crackberry.
It's not a crack.
Addictive.
Okay, no. The thing is, there's people who abuse it, and there's people who just like open their phone every time someone messages it. I'm the one who always opens my phone every time someone messages me.
That's the addict.
Yeah. I don't abuse it. And shout out to all my BBM users. Yes. Yeah, everybody, I'm put your BBM those. Up or your BlackBerry.
Look at these addicts, man.
iPhone.
No, I'm sorry.
No,
iPhone. Anyways, it's still a problem.
If you're a businesswoman or a businessman, BlackBerry is the way to go. That's all I have to say. So, you guys should see me in my suit inside the
studio. You mean to say if you're a driver and you want to crash, BlackBerry is the way to go?
Well, you're telling me you can't crash with an iPhone either?
No, it's all touchscreen. What are you
exactly.
talking about?
Nah.
That was actually something I had to talk about too. It's very good to have a Bluetooth, you know, hands-free.
That's true.
Hands-free, and they're talking about touchscreen.
From a distance.
Donna, what device do you usually use to reach others?
To reach others, I either call their phone or walk to their house. So yeah, basically, because you know that's how we started. We didn't have the phones before, okay. So like we didn't have phones, yeah. We didn't have computers, we didn't have all that, you know. So like me, I'm like, I don't know, like me, I always say like I'm supposed to be like a 60s, 80s type child, because yeah. I don't like today's no
caveman.
I don't
years.
Like it. Yeah, no, it's not caveman years.
Basically, man power.
Exactly, but it's like, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, it's fun. You have your little cell phone, you have your little gadgets on it, whatever. But sometimes it's just nice to like, you know, just everyone just meet up and just, you know, have like a real live conversation. You know.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Yeah. Sometimes I like that too. You know, walking parks.
Yeah, you know, take the fresh breeze. Why you always want to stay stick up in your house and just talking on the phone all the time?
Yeah.
That's gonna give you brain cancer.
And then
you guys
are like, oh mom, I went outside. Don't you smell the fresh air? And you guys spring Febreze up in your room and stuff.
Yeah.
That stuff don't work, yo.
Titan,
what up?
What do you use to reach others?
My cell phone.
Yeah.
My Facebook. What about you?
I use my cell phone too.
For real? You have a BlackBerry?
Yeah. I have another question though. Do you have like a favorite device, like computer or something else you love to use? Like, which one do you use the most?
Well, is that directed to me since you're staring at me?
Yeah, Nathan. Sorry, my bad.
It's Reno Valet. Get it straight. Okay. Personally, well, it's basically whenever I'm out or like not like in the house, I would have to be like, my BlackBerry is like my laptop, my BlackBerry is my computer. So basically that's how everything interconnects with, like my Hotmail and everything is on there, like, my personal information. So all you guys who are planning to like hijack me or something, stop it. And when I'm in my house, you know, I'm on the computer, you know, because everybody wants a Facebook chat. The new MSN, Facebook.
I don't get it though. You said if you want to like hijack me, you know, because you keep all your stuff on your BlackBerry.
Yes.
I don't understand why they call it a smartphone. It's not smart at all.
I don't get why they call it that either.
You steal some. Anyways.
I have a few facts here about Twitter.
Twitter.
Let's see. Twitter offers a social networking and microblogging service, which is like, you can basically just say what you're doing, where you are, and it's like up to 140 characters. They're called tweets. They're visible by default. Whoever you're following, whoever's following you, they can see it.
It's like a public tracking device.
You can do it like by texting or just going on the website on your computer. Also, I want to talk about television. Television influences a lot of kids and teenagers in positive and negative ways. It can teach kids, like the ages 6 and 7, whatever. It teaches kids how to spell. They help with math sometimes, I see on the channels. How to deal with everyday situations, like someone isn't breathing properly, got into an accident, or, yeah, they're just in trouble, you know? teach you to call 911. And I'm hoping parents teach their kids to dial 911 when there's a problem. When you're going outside, you got the weather on the TV, you know? Just to make sure. If it's going to rain, you get your umbrella.
What if it's wrong?
Me, I use most of that. Twitter, Facebook. I watch plenty of videos on YouTube. I'm sure everyone here does, too.
I bet you're, like, their number one fan in, like, the most videos.
Yeah, I can tell you, I barely see you tweet. So I don't know how you use Twitter, yo.
Yeah, that's the...
I don't see you tweet one
that's
thing.
That's pretty much the end of my segment. But, yeah.
I don't get how you guys are all Twitter users. You guys know you're promoting. Follow me on Twitter at LB underscore Titan. I'm a tweeter.
Well, since Titan's doing that, follow me at The Real Typhoon on Twitter.
You can follow me at The Real J Fresh with a Z after the S, okay? Don't forget that.
But follow me first.
All right, so yo, listen. I'm sorry to cut you guys off, but it's your boy, T-I-T-A-N. I'd like to take this opportunity to play a personal soundtrack of mine. Local artist in the Montreal area. Yes, I am. Shout out to everyone in T-Fest. Unfortunately, I'm not in it this year. Hopefully, I'll be in it next year. But anyways, check out the soundtrack. It's pretty nice. It's by yours truly.
Just check some upfront cash. If a nigga want beef, there's a Mac in the closet. Come through fast like direct deposit. I be on the blocks from the streets of my hood. Stacking this guap, niggas know what's good. And I'ma make change cause these niggas sound bummy. If you ain't making dollars, they ain't need to stand for me. I don't understand why these dudes tryna clown me. They don't understand, I be snacking on the brownies. I got paper in the crib, in the base of the trunk. Plus I got bars, so leave a nigga drunk. And I'm only getting paid for Get this money, I gotta make. And I'm only getting I got money in the bank, and I'm only getting I'm addicted to the dough, and I'm only getting
Yup.
All right, so you just heard Only Getting Paper by our only Titan,
know. That's me.
So, for those Teen Fest tickets, we only got one caller. So, if you guys are still looking for tickets, y'all need to call, man. If you guys really want those tickets, come on.
What's wrong with you? They're like $40. Yeah, you guys are calling. Wow.
I think they're going up to 50 soon, too.
Oh, wow. Watch everyone who at the line, like, damn, I should have called CKUT.
Yeah, exactly.
Call now.
Okay, so call 514-448-4013.
I don't think they heard you.
514-448-4013.
One more time.
514-448-4013.
That's it, CKUT.
So now we got our Reno valet.
With abuse of power.
So what you say?
Abuse of power. All right. First of all, I promised people that I would give them a little shout out. So the Facebook shout outs go to Josh Rivera, Monica Ross, who else? There's more people. Hold on.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Really? You got to support your people, you know? What are you talking about?
So, yeah, Veronica D'Angelo. I want to give a little shout out to my girl in the studio, though. Shy, you know I like
her. Hey, this is my time, okay?
It don't matter.
Your time passed. Your time passed. Okay, anyway. Anyhow. And shout out to all the Timmins. Okay. Basically, I want to give a shout out to Options 2. high school too for graduating. But we can just clap it up.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2011.
2011 graduation class. Okay, so basically, I want to talk about power in society, and I'm just gonna list like a few people who hold power. So number one power, the government. Yes. Then the harassers, the police. Then teachers. Then your parents. You know, law enforcement, the lawyers, whatever. You also have power. You have power as youth or as a person listening. You have power. Also, you have the power of God. That's all power. There's a whole bunch of power. But not to get into my segment, our world has like a system, and it's like the system's like designed to keep people in unjust or unequal positions, and is held in several interrelated expressions of power. Political power, yes, all you people who watch the news and stuff, and economy and all that stuff, physical force, all that. And so basically, I wanna ask some questions around the table also. So I'm gonna shout this one out to Jay Fresh right here. What people do you think hold like abuse their power in society?
Whoa, for real, the police, like too much, like they sometimes get out of control. They like literally hit us youth with their sticks and stuff. Like, nah, I don't think
I was a witness to that.
I don't think that should be happening.
I'm gonna shout out to Rainbow, the host on the other side.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think teens have powers nowadays, and if so, how?
We have power because of the fact that now I find that we're like, okay, you know what? We're tired of getting pushed aside, you know? So now we're taking charge of our lives. We're doing different things. Like, we have artists, we have musicians, we have, you know, students that are making it big. Like, some people are still in high school and they're still well known. They're doing what they want to do. They're doing what makes them feel comfortable, you know? So I find that, you know, just kids, teenagers, and young adults are really moving up with everything. Like, they're really taking charge, and they know that now they know they have power. They know about it now because we're putting it out there, we're making it known, we put it in our commercials, on TV, on the radio, and everything. So it's like out there. So now people are like, you know what? I'm gonna take charge now.
I just have like something to say. Don't let anyone tell you you can't do it. You can do it. You can do anything you put your mind to.
The limit is the sky. The sky is the limit.
No, there is no sky, yo. You're aiming for the stars. And if you can't make the stars, you drop on the cloud.
Exactly.
There you go. There you go. Aim for the stars. So, basically, I just want to, like, say, even if there's people who hold power, and yet they, you think they're the good people, but they're really not. Like, if you guys seen our environment today, like, our environment is, like, disgusting. Yeah, it's disgusting. Mm-hmm. And Canada, for one, actually entered it's called the Kyoto Protocol, mm-hmm. a while back in I believe 2008 or no 2006 actually. And they had like a commitment to actually like clean up the environment, and they actually backed out of that. So far it's only Montreal that's actually kept their part of the deal, and the rest of Canada backed out.
I love my city.
Yeah. I love Montreal.
I have to say, big ups for Montreal.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just basically, it's the end of my segment, you know.
514.
So like, you know, 514. I'm Reno Valet. I'm the host. I'm the host. I just have to say, you guys have to go on YouTube. I want more views on my video. I'm serious. Go on YouTube. RenoValay. Go check it out right now.
Yep.
Okay, so now I want to give a shout out to Naomi. If you're listening, girl, it's for you. And now we're about to play Bad News Brown Ring.
Let go.
Rest in power, Bad News Brown Generation Z, CKUT 1.
90.3.
I love it. 90.3. FM.
Number one.
Aha. Uh-huh.
This is Health on Earth.
Salud en la tierra.
Dinyan en salve.
Etzaha del alam.
Briut faulam.
Pour la santé sur la terre.
Gesund in bel.
Dinong esai gai.
Afianzuri duniani.
Saúd para todo mundo.
Manquet en daidak nai.
Prikibi monte shurine jokma.
Salomat der jahon.
Zavash is berodi.
A pomodoro wa sasa so.
Strovie na ziemi.
La salute su terra.
Health on Earth.
Welcome to Health on Earth at CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Francois, and I will be your host for today. First, due to the increase of COVID-19 cases in the last few days, the Quebec government has decided to completely shut down all non-essential businesses for 3 to 4 weeks starting Saturday, including schools. Students will be asked to stay home. Further details should come either today or tomorrow. It is not clear whether classes will be given online. Also, a few days ago, a few Canada's government officials gave an online conference regarding the COVID update and also to remember people about the measures that are currently implemented. Some of the people speaking were including Bill Blair, Patty Hajdu, and Dr. New. So here's what they had to say.
Thank you very much, Minister LeBlanc. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you all for joining us here today. As you have already heard from my colleague, Minister LeBlanc, Canada is continuing to take strong action to limit the spread of COVID-19 in our country. And to that end, we have implemented some of the strongest border measures in the world. Today, we want to reinforce a very simple but important message. We strongly advise against travel unless it is absolutely necessary. The federal government, and in fact no government in Canada, can prevent Canadians from traveling. But I want to be very clear. We strongly advise against all discretionary travel. And if you must travel, understand that upon your return to Canada, you must follow guidelines and quarantine for 14 days. It's not just the right thing to do. It's the law. And if you do not follow the requirements, it can result in significant consequences. Let me walk you through that process. First, before you board a flight home to Canada, the airlines are responsible for making sure that all passengers on board their aircraft are not exhibiting symptoms, nor have been exposed to anyone with COVID-19. Travelers who enter Canada by air, land, or marine modes, unless exempted, will also be required to submit information through ArriveCan or by calling the toll-free number during the quarantine or isolation period. When you arrive at the border, you'll be subject to strict screening and security measures. We have significantly increased the presence of CBSA officers at our international airports to ensure that travelers understand their quarantine obligations and to verify the quarantine, their travelers' quarantine plan. Our quarantine requirement is our strongest and most effective measure. It is among the strongest in the world. On the rare occasion that someone brings COVID-19 into Canada, when they are in quarantine, the virus stops there. It does not spread further into the community. And so no matter where you are coming from or where you enter Canada, you will be required to quarantine for 14 days. Your compliance with these requirements will be verified regularly. And if needed, your case can be referred to law enforcement in cases of non-compliance. And let me be very clear. If you violate quarantine, you can face up to 6 months in jail or up to $750,000 in fines. But far more importantly, you will put your family, your friends, and your community at risk. Now, we know that some Canadians have traveled out of the country for non-essential purposes, despite the clear public health guidance asking them not to do so. These Canadians, of course, have a right to return home. But when they come back, they have a responsibility, both legal and moral, to quarantine for 14 days. Unfortunately, it only takes a few people who break quarantine to spread the virus to the community and beyond. We only need to look at the COVID variant recently identified in the United Kingdom, which is now in Canada, to understand why. And that is why we are urging all Canadians to please be responsible, be sensible, and care about your fellow citizens. The rules only protect us if we all follow them. This is an ever-evolving pandemic. I'd like to remind Canadians that restrictions are changing quickly, and they may be imposed by Canada or other countries with little warning as circumstances require. And if you choose to travel, you may be forced to remain outside of Canada longer than you anticipated. For our part, the Government of Canada will take every appropriate measure that we can to protect our citizens at the border. There are now, for example, more than 180 public health officers present at points of entry across Canada. And the travel restrictions and border measures that we have put in place since March have been working. And for example, we do not allow people into Canada for non-essential purposes. We don't allow cross-border shopping, visiting with friends, sightseeing, or holidaying in our country. And as a consequence, travel volumes are down by over 90% at our airports compared to 2019. And through very careful contact tracing, we've determined that approximately 2% of all known COVID cases in Canada have originated from travel outside the country. 2% is very low, but it's still unacceptable. And that's why we must and will continue to work together with our provincial, territorial, and local law enforcement partners to ensure that travelers are following the quarantine rules. As I've already said, Canada has one of the strongest regimes anywhere in the world. But we are prepared and resolved to continue to add additional layers of protection to make it stronger. We will always continue to evaluate our current measures to make sure they're working. And we are exploring ways to build additional layers of protection. And I am therefore pleased to advise that CBSA is increasing its presence at our airports. Additional border service officers will be present at various positions in the traveler flow to reinforce compliance messaging. Beginning yesterday evening, additional teams of enhanced visibility officers were also deployed throughout the customs halls and baggage area and around the primary inspection lines to engage with travelers and to increase officer presence through conversation, highlighting the traveler's obligations, and potential enforcement action that may be taken if the traveler is non-compliant with the all-important quarantine requirements. We've also, those officers are also helping to potentially identify any additional travelers who may have signs or symptoms of COVID-19. We are investing in additional uniform police presence, signage, follow-up calls, and support for police of jurisdiction in their enforcement efforts to uphold and maintain compliance with our quarantine measures. As you have already heard, discussions are underway to further increase enforcement on current measures and about greater testing before travel and upon arrival. As Minister LeBlanc advised, the Minister of Transport will be adding a requirement for COVID testing on all flights before entering Canada to further strengthen the robust measures we have already have in place at the border to our 14-day quarantine. I also wish to be very clear. This is not an alternative to quarantine. It's an additional layer of protection. And the measures that are contemplated by the Minister of Transport to require pre-boarding testing and verification of that testing are in addition to the quarantine measures. And so once in place, those measures will enhance our efforts to keep people safe and not offer an alternative to the all-important quarantine period. I'm advised that Minister Garneau, our Minister of Transport, will be engaging with the airline industry on this new requirement, and additional details will be made available by him shortly on how this requirement will be implemented. In addition, discussions are also underway regarding a testing pilot program at the Toronto Pearson International Airport. This pilot explores how a testing and monitoring program can be used to provide an additional layer of defense against the spread of COVID-19. This follows a testing pilot underway in Alberta. We look forward to sharing more details as these pilots are completed, and as well, work is well underway between the provinces, CBSA, and our public health officials about testing at additional locations. In our discussions with the province, we have heard some desire to use a entry testing regime to reduce the length of mandatory quarantine for travelers. I believe at the current time, we should only be considering testing as an additional measure of a layer of defense against the illness coming into the country. We will continue to strengthen compliance with this very effective tool of quarantine, and we will always continue to use science and evidence to inform any next steps, and we rely on our excellent officials at the Public Health Agency of Canada for that advice. I look forward to continuing the work with all of our partners and making sure the measures we take at our borders are in accordance with the latest public health advice. And to be clear, we have one of the strongest regimes for the protection of Canadians at our borders of any country in the world. It has proven to be effective. We are asking people to follow the rules, but unfortunately, there will always be some people who choose to ignore them. Some people are going to choose to travel against our advice, and Canadians, I know, are concerned about those who are choosing to enter into discretionary travel. And that's why we believe it is necessary to enhance the measures that we have currently in place to ensure that Canadians returning from that travel are safe to do so. We know that we have a vaccine beginning to roll out across the country, but I want to be very clear, we still have a long path to go. We have a great deal of work to do, and I want to ensure and urge all Canadians continue to follow the advice of our public health officials. Avoid non-essential travel. Continue to use the health and safety measures of hand washing, mask wearing, and social distancing that have proven to be the effective measures. And for all of those who choose to travel across our borders, understand the importance of quarantine and that we will take the steps necessary to ensure their compliance. Thank you very much. And I'll now turn the microphone over to my friend and colleague, Mr. Haidu.
Well, thank you very much, Bill and my colleagues. I do have to say that it's very concerning to continue to see people across the country become infected with COVID-19. And as the number of people sick with this virus rises, so does the hospitalizations and the deaths all across our communities. And the suffering that many families are facing is significant and heartbreaking. Dr. New is going to provide an update shortly, but it is a sign that all Canadians have to work even harder to protect each other as we enter this increasingly dangerous time. As more people become infected, more people are also hospitalized, creating exhausting situations for healthcare workers across all settings who are working so hard to ensure quality care and save lives. The outbreaks in long-term care continue to devastate families and communities. Heartbreaking deaths over the last days in the Southbridge Roseview residence in Thunder Bay and in the Tender Care residence in Scarborough, just to name two, are tragic, especially given what we know now about how to protect residents of these care facilities. Our federal rapid response program will continue to work in partnership with provinces and territories to help in these and other outbreak settings. Over the past several days, we continue, as my colleagues have pointed out, to see Canadians choosing to ignore the federal travel advisories that warn against international travel. And our message is clear. Now is not the time to travel internationally. Any person that does choose to travel internationally is subject to a mandatory 14-day quarantine that will be enforced. The number of public health officials at the border and making phone calls to follow up with returning travelers has increased since last March. And for Canadians who are choosing to ignore the federal travel advisories, we will be increasing quarantine verifications. In the days to come, we'll be adding a requirement for pre-boarding COVID testing for passengers on all flights entering Canada. And this new measure will further strengthen our robust efforts to prevent imported cases of COVID-19, but also allow us to further Canadian research on the most effective measures and combinations of quarantining and testing. And we'll continue to work with Quebec and Ontario on testing studies at the border. Everything that we will do at the border will be based on science to protect Canadians. We share the frustrations of Canadians who have been making sacrifices for months now when they see images of a minority of Canadians, their friends and their family and community members who are not following the rules. It is unfair to the millions of Canadians who put their lives on hold to protect each other. Our border measures, including the 14-day mandatory quarantine, are some of the strongest in the world. In fact, as my colleagues have pointed out, they've prevented the importation and spread of COVID-19 so that provinces can remain focused on reducing community spread, protecting seniors, building their testing and tracing capacity, and most recently, vaccinating Canadians as quickly as possible. And we've been there for provinces and territories since the beginning. We've provided billions of dollars in safe restart funding to enhance testing, contact tracing, data management, and protection for long-term care. We've procured millions of PPE for healthcare workers all across the provinces and territories. We've provided millions of rapid tests for deployment in high-risk settings. We've sent in experts and the Red Cross and supported the clearing of backlogs of tests through our rapid response program. We funded quarantine centers to better isolate people with no safe place to stay. We've helped to house homeless and other vulnerable populations to protect them from infection in crowded spaces. We've provided thousands of contact tracers to help reduce outbreaks. And we've ordered, paid for, and delivered approved vaccines way ahead of schedule to save lives and to stop the spread. All of this has been done to protect Canadians and their close ones. Our government will continue to be there for Canadians, but we cannot do the work alone. Canadians expect us to work together, and we need everyone to help. We need to pull together for the next bit of time to reduce the spread and save lives. We know the next few months are going to be hard, but we each have it in our power to help. Stay home, cancel your non-essential travels, and help out wherever you can. The simple actions that we do for each other today will protect someone's grandmother, someone's father, someone's sister. Let's continue to protect each other, Canada. And as we begin to see that light, let's make sure that we all get to safety together. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much, Patty. And Dr. New, over to you.
Okay. Bonjour à toutes et à tous. I hope that you've all had a healthy, safe, and happy holiday long weekend. There have been 565,506 cases of COVID-19 reported in Canada, including 15,378 deaths. Nationally, there are over 72,271 active cases across the country, with over 6,280 cases being reported daily on average over the past week. The number of people experiencing severe illness continues to increase. Over the past 7 days, there were on average almost 3,650 individuals with COVID-19 being treated in Canadian hospitals, including over 720 in critical care, and an average of over 136 deaths were reported each day. This week, we have seen the Moderna vaccine arrive in Canada's north for distribution to remote and Indigenous communities, and it is arriving in provinces as well in the coming days. Tens of thousands of people in our country have already been vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine, and vaccines continue to be distributed. By September of next year, we are on track to be able to offer vaccination to everyone in Canada for whom vaccines are approved and recommended. As most Canadians are aware, several cases of the new COVID-19 variant identified in the United Kingdom have now been reported in Ontario, Alberta, British Columbia, and Quebec. All people identified in Canada with the variant were fortunately already in quarantine. Quarantine has proven to be a protective health measure that works. A monitoring program is currently in place with provinces, territories, and international partners to identify other COVID-19 variants as well, such as the one in South Africa. As the monitoring continues, it is expected other variants of concern will likely be found in Canada. To protect Canadians, the Government of Canada suspended all commercial and private passenger flights from the UK into Canada on December 20th and will continue to do so until January 6, 2021. All travelers entering Canada are subject to COVID-19 entry screening, regardless of their country of origin or mode of entry. In addition, all travelers who have recently been in the UK or South Africa are now also subject to secondary screening and enhanced public health measures, including increased scrutiny of quarantine plans and rigorous monitoring to ensure travelers are complying with quarantine measures. While early data suggest that the United Kingdom and South African variants may be more transmissible, to date, there is no evidence that there is any impact on disease severity, antibody response, or vaccine effectiveness. Although most Canadians have heeded advice for non-essential travel, some Canadians are still traveling for non-essential reasons. This is deeply concerning. We must iterate that now is not the time to travel. We are asking Canadians to reassess any travel plans. Stay home to protect yourself, your family, and those most at risk of severe illness from COVID-19 in our communities. If you need to travel, you must now use the ArriveCan app before your arrival to Canada and for mandatory reporting during quarantine. You can learn more about this app at canada.ca/coronavirus. Mandatory quarantine is just one of the layers that our public health system is using to prevent the introduction and spread of COVID-19 in Canada. We've implemented some of the strongest border measures in the world, and we will continue to work together with our provincial and territorial partners to ensure that travelers are appropriately adhering to the mandatory quarantine upon entry to Canada. We will continue to evaluate the measures that are in place and evaluate new measures as the situation warrants. Looking forward to 2021, there's a lot to be hopeful about. Safe and effective vaccines are beginning to be administered. However, we must remember that until vaccines are more widely available to all Canadians, we must continue to follow our proven public health measures to control COVID-19. Canada remains on a trajectory for resurgence over the next 2 months. With infections rates remaining very high in many areas of the country, we must ring in the new year differently this year and resolve to carry on with effective public health practices throughout the coming months. Follow public health advice, plan safe for holidays, stay home if you have any symptoms, and practice physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and wearing a mask as appropriate. Merci, thank you. Bonjour à toutes et à tous. J'espère que vous avez passé une longue fin de semaine.
I hope you all had a healthy, safe, and happy holiday long weekend. There have been 565,506 cases of COVID-19 reported in Canada, including 15,378 deaths. Nationally, there are over 72,271 active cases across the country, with over 6,280 cases being reported daily on average over the past week. The number of people experiencing severe illness continues to increase. Over the past 7 days, there were, on average, almost 3,650 individuals with COVID-19 being treated in Canadian hospitals, including over 720 in critical care, and an average of over 136 deaths reported each day. This week, we have seen the Moderna vaccine arrive in Canada's north for distribution to remote and Indigenous communities. It is arriving in provinces as well in the coming days. Tens of thousands of people in our country have already had a shot of the Pfizer vaccine, and vaccines continue to be distributed. By September of next year, we are on track to be able to offer vaccination to everyone in Canada for whom vaccines are approved and recommended. As many Canadians are aware, several cases of the new COVID-19 variant identified in the United Kingdom have now been reported in Ontario, British Columbia, Alberta, and Quebec. All people identified in Canada with the variant were fortunately already in quarantine. Quarantine has proven to be a protective health measure that works. A monitoring program is currently in place with provinces, territories, and international partners to identify other COVID-19 variants as well, such as the one in South Africa. As the monitoring continues, it is expected that other variants of concern will likely be found in Canada.
The government of Canada.
To protect Canadians, the Government of Canada suspended all commercial and private passenger flights from the United Kingdom into Canada on December 20th. This suspension of flights from the UK will continue through January 6th, 2021. All travelers entering Canada are subject to COVID-19 entry screening, regardless of their country of origin or mode of entry. In addition, All travelers who have recently been in the United Kingdom or South Africa are now also subject to secondary screening and enhanced public health measures. This includes increased scrutiny of quarantine plans and rigorous monitoring to ensure travelers are complying with quarantine measures. While early data suggests that the United Kingdom and South African variants may be more transmissible, to date, there is no evidence that there is any impact on disease severity, antibody response, or vaccine effectiveness. Although most Canadians have heeded advice for non-essential travel, some Canadians are still traveling for non-essential reasons. This is deeply concerning. We must reiterate that now is not the time to travel. We are asking Canadians to reassess their travel plans. Stay home to protect yourself, your family, and to protect those most at risk of severe illness in our communities. If you need to travel, you must now use the Arrive Can app before your arrival to Canada and for mandatory reporting during quarantine. You can learn more about the Arrive Can app at the website canada.ca/coronavirus. Mandatory quarantine is just one of the layers that our public health system is using to prevent the introduction and spread of COVID-19 in Canada. We've implemented some of the strongest border measures in the world. We will continue to work together with our provincial and territorial partners to ensure that travelers are appropriately adhering to the mandatory quarantine requirements upon entry to Canada. We will continue to evaluate the measures that are in place, and we will evaluate new measures as the situation warrants. Looking forward to 2021, there is a lot to be hopeful about. Safe and effective vaccines are beginning to be administered. However, we must remember that until vaccines are more widely available to all Canadians, we must continue to follow our proven public health measures to control COVID-19. Canada remains on a trajectory for an even stronger resurgence over the next few months. With infection rates remaining very high in many areas of the country, we must ring in the new year differently this year and resolve to carry on with effective public health practices throughout the coming months. Follow public health advice, plan safer holidays, stay home if you have any symptoms, practice physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and wearing a face mask as appropriate. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. New. And now, Major General Fortin. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone.
About vaccine distribution today. Deliveries of the December allocations of vaccines, both Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, are nearing completion, and we're poised for a sustained tempo in January and accelerate that tempo through early 2021. On the heels of last week's Health Canada Regulatory Authority announcement, we received 168,000 doses of Moderna vaccine. They are being delivered this week. Shipments to Canada's north began on Monday, and by tomorrow, we expect the remaining shipments of our December Moderna allocation to be delivered to designated vaccine delivery sites, including several northern, remote, and isolated communities. We're now in our third round of shipments from Pfizer-BioNTech. Last week, 212,000 doses were delivered to over 70 sites, and more than 12,000 will be delivered this week. This will bring the total to 424,150 vaccine doses delivered in Canada this month.
And this is all the time we have for today. Once again, my name is Francois, and you are listening to Health on Earth at CKUT 90.3 FM. Thank you, and have a good night.
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Southwest sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
Derek Singer, stay at home dad and pre-COVID comedian. I'm sorry, I'm eating a hot turkey sandwich. Again. I made tons for the holidays. I'll probably still be eating turkey till Valentine's Day. But it's time we talk about our resolutions. Please, stay at home and limit your contacts. Let's protect each other. And if anyone has a recipe that calls for 17 pounds of leftover turkey, I really need that. Like, really. Let's keep our spirits up.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Good evening. The time round about now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal. To get tonight's program started off, here is Wild Bill Phillips telling us about the time he found a pebble in his shoe.
I love you. Tell me that you miss me now. Help me find your love somehow. Tell me that you need me now. Hitch your heart behind my plow. Baby, let me show you how. Do what your daddy won't allow.